Mendocino County may not be as well known for its wine as Napa, but grapes from the region are commonly used in blends across the North Bay. That's according to Bernadette Byrne, executive director of the trade group Mendocino Wine Incorporated.
Mendocino sells about 50% of our grapes outside of Mendocino County, mainly to Napa and here in Sonoma County. Chardonnay and Cabernet are dominant varietals, representing close to 50% of the total grape production in Mendocino County. These popular varietals are highly sought after as economical blenders in Sonoma and Napa wines.
Mendocino is looking to be more than just a supplier of grapes for other regions. Byrne presented to the California Joint Legislative Committee on Wine last month with a plan to get the county a name of its own. Assemblywoman Cecilia Aguiar-Curry from Winters and State Senators Bill Dodd from Napa and Mike McGuire from Healdsburg held the informational hearing at the Sonoma State University Wine Spectator Learning Center.
How can we make a difference in the long-term success and profitability of Mendocino County wine and grapes? We believe it is conjunctive labeling. Mendocino Wine Growers has been working with Senator Mike McGuire for the last 18 months to develop and ultimately pass conjunctive labeling for Mendocino County.
This means wineries located in Mendocino would have to label their wine with both the county name and the subregion. Both Napa and Sonoma County already have conjunctive labeling laws. Byrne cited a study from the Sonoma State Wine Business Institute to make the case for Mendocino.
The results show that there was a greater level of awareness at a regional level, even more so for the smaller appellations of the county. This finding indicates that conjunctive labeling has had a positive impact on consumer awareness for the Sonoma County as a wine region.
Appellation is a term for the subregion where the grapes are grown. For example, the Dry Creek Valley or Sonoma Coast. Byrne believes that sharing this information on wine labels will help promote tourism in the region. She has her eye on one group in particular.
Millennials want to associate with the place and its unique history and its unique story. We need to tell them where they're getting their wines. It'll preserve and strengthen our position in the world wine market and increase sales and from wines from Mendocino County grapes.
Lake County also has a plan to improve notoriety for their wines and draw more tourists to the region. Deborah Summerfield from the Lake County Wine Growers Association told the committee that her organization is working to promote the region by capitalizing on the buzz around volcanic wines.
Because of the region's eruptive past, you find a diversity of soil types across the region dominated by young volcanic soils that are less than 10,000 years old.
Lake isn't considering any conjunctive labeling laws at this time. Mendocino vintners and grape growers are voting this month on whether to approve their proposal. Senator Mike McGuire would then have to introduce the bill in the state legislature. If passed, Mendocino wineries would have until January of 2023 to update their labels. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.